This week, a consortium of legal groups and city council members sent a letter to civil court judge Fern Fisher asking her to extend the eviction moratorium on residential housing in New York City. It expired on Monday, and tenants are beginning to receive eviction notices. The group held a news conference at City Hall today. WBAI's Linda Perry has the story.
I finally got yesterday my marshal's notice. I'm going to be thrown out Tuesday, just before Christmas.
Maria Perez has been living in the same apartment for 18 years on 8th Street on the Lower East Side. Her apartment was flooded by Hurricane Sandy. She experienced the cold and lack of electricity many New York residents experienced. And with the moratorium on evictions, which ended on Monday, she is now one of many who could lose their homes.
I've been battling breast cancer, I'm diabetic, high blood pressure, allergic to everything on earth, and this is what I'm getting from HPD. Nothing.
Councilmember Dan Gorodnick says now is not the time to be evicting tenants.
It's not hard to find yourself in a scenario, to envision this, in which you find yourself evicted, the shelters are full because of the continuing emergency, and you have nowhere to go. And even before the hurricane hit, we were in the middle of a serious housing crisis. We had to add 5 shelters in September. As of Tuesday, there were 47,000 people in shelters, including 20,000 kids. That's 17% more kids today in shelters than there were in April.
New Yorkers are still actively suffering the effects of the storm. Even in areas where basic services are now restored, having no heat, hot water, cell phone service, elevator service, or power for weeks on end created additional challenges. Refrigerators are still empty, childcare is still intermittent for many, and people are behind on work. These are some of the reasons the council member is asking the civil court to extend the moratorium on housing evictions through the end of the year. Kevin Crimmin is Director of Litigation for Disability and Aging Rights for MFY Legal Services. They provide free civil legal services for low-income New Yorkers. Along with the Urban Justice Center, Housing Conservation Coordinators, the Bronx Defenders, Manhattan Legal Services New York City, and with some of the tenants they represent, Crimmin says he's at City Hall today to plead for compassion.
Compassion for the families, the senior citizens, and the people with disabilities who are facing homelessness during this time of crisis. Only 1 month ago, Hurricane Sandy displaced 40,000 New Yorkers. As Governor Cuomo has pointed out, Hurricane Sandy destroyed or damaged more housing units than Hurricane Katrina did.
Crimmin asks, where are displaced New Yorkers going to end up?
On the street, out in the cold. New Yorkers who have just had their electricity or heat restored, just gotten back to work, just returned to their homes, now face the specter of eviction.
Crimmin says the courts and the New York City and state political leaders should stand up for vulnerable New Yorkers during this time of crisis by banning citywide evictions through January 1st.
This is not a large request. It's just a call for common sense and common decency during this time of crisis.
But is a one-month moratorium enough? Councilmember Gorodnick says probably not.
There is really no amount of time that will hit it right on the mark to protect vulnerable New Yorkers in the middle of a crisis. What we are asking for here is not unreasonable. It is a modest request. We understand that there's a lot of interest here, and we just want to make sure that people are given every opportunity to make sure that they can get on their feet, not find themselves thrown out of their homes the moment that they come back into them.
During an average month, approximately 2,000 New Yorkers are evicted. Because basically no New Yorkers were evicted during the last month, if this eviction moratorium is not extended, I would expect and we would expect that approximately 4,000 more New Yorkers, including people with disabilities, senior citizens, and families, will become homeless. In terms of January 1st, I think Councilmember Gronick said it well. By January 1st, there'll be a little less pressure on the New York City shelter system, and New Yorkers will be a step closer to putting Hurricane Sandy behind them.
WBAI News reached out to Judge Fisher and her chief of staff to see if action was taken on the complaint letter sent to the civil court about the eviction moratorium, but is yet to receive a response. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.